Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Return of the Mia, so let's get started. It was pretty magical, huh? Absolutely. Sometimes I still think about it. Me too. Really? Yes, really. It was one of the best days of my entire life. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Seeing reminiscing on it deeply affects Sadie. You feel an urge to relive the moment. And so, scooting closer, you pull your girlfriend into a loving embrace.
You know, I still get the exact same feeling as when you first hugged. Assume that with time it'll eventually fade, but it didn't. And I hope more than anything that it never does.
Still latched on, she gently kisses you.
By the way, I never asked you, but what was going on with you at the time? You mean that day in the park? Yeah, you look pretty upset yourself. Do you remember? Did I really look upset? Huh. No, can't say that I remember. Oh, okay, just thought I'd ask.
The thing is, you did remember. All too well. It was one of the last times you spoke to Mia over the phone, almost a year after she'd left. And it didn't go well. Not in a confrontational, explosive kind of way, either. It was cold, like speaking to a stranger. You could sense that she was done with you, that she had no desire to maintain any kind of relationship whatsoever, which hurt. It was clear that she moved on. Even worse, you weren't someone she wanted in her life any longer. Perhaps ever. Of course, this isn't something you can tell Sadie.
And you? What was happening with you that day? My parents. They had a huge fight the night before and I didn't want to go home. Guess I was just feeling sorry for myself like usual. I understand how difficult it can be to live in a unharmonious house. Doubt it was anything as bad as mine. You'd be surprised.
Feeling thoroughly bummed out, Sadie chuckles to herself.
What? Look at us. Look at me. Sitting here in this thing talking about marital issues of my parents. It's absurd. Sorry for even going there. There's nothing to be sorry about. You're my girl, Sade. You can confide in me about anything. I know, but...
With a flirtatious smile, she places a hand over your groin.
There's something else I'd much rather be doing right now. Yeah? Huh? Can't imagine what. Then let me be even clearer. She says, I want your cock in my mouth as soon as possible. Yep, that definitely clears things up. So what are you waiting for? Get those shorts off, please.
Seeing how intent she is on pleasing you, a slight bit of guilt suddenly strikes. Guilt over the fact that you weren't the same towards her. That, for the most part, your needs trumped hers. Both in and out of the bedroom. Both in and out of the bedroom.
You know what? Why don't we try something different this time? Oh, what did you have in mind? This!
Suddenly pushing Sadie onto her back. You grab her panties and quickly pull them down. Flinging them off the bed, right after...
Wow, this is new. For once, I get to feel what it's like to be in your shoes. Yeah, sorry about that. I'm aware of how selfish of a lover I can be, Sadie. Hopefully this will make up for that.
Spreading her legs apart. You lower yourself in between, with her gorgeous pussy before you, ready to be serviced.
I really don't mind, Grim. I like giving you head. And
suddenly
it's not
your
like...
Suddenly makes contact with her clit, causing Sadie to instantly lose train of thought.
Damn! You know what? Forget what I said. This is better. Much better.
While you certainly don't have quite as much experience at this as she does, nonetheless, Sadie moans with intense pleasure, savoring every moment your tongue explores her, her breaths growing louder as each second passes. Your tongue writhes around with a remarkable sense of innate proficiency.
Just like that, Grim. Right there!
To your partial surprise, it doesn't take much longer before she climaxes. And although there isn't an obvious over-the-top explosion of ejaculate that you so proudly could produce, The way her body contorted makes it clear Sadie's experiencing total and utter ecstasy.
God, your tongue! How are you so good at it, babe? Guess I'm just a natural. We really have to make this a regular thing. Well, if you come that quickly every time, I won't complain. Must be the stress of everything. Seems like my body was desperate for some kind of release. Really? What about all the times we have sex? You get a release then, right? Well, don't tell me that never gets you off. It does, just not every time. You know, like it does with you. Right, of course not. I would be silly to expect that.
Noticing your face turn glum, Sadie sits back up and rests her forearms over you.
I don't need to always come, Grim. Just being intimate with you is quite enough for me. Boy, is that rare. That's because you're an angel. Not so sure I'd be the same, to be honest. You're a guy. It's different with you. I wonder if that's really the case. That's a poor justification. I mean, you're my girlfriend. I should prioritize your needs more often. If that's what you want to do, I won't stop you, but don't even think you weren't satisfying me already. You did, every single day that we're together.
Giving you a reassuring smile, Sadie lightly kisses you.
God, she's unbelievable. How on earth did I ever get so lucky to have someone like her in my life? Yet I still took her for granted, so many times. What a fucking idiot I am, huh? Now, we all good? Yeah, we're great. Awesome. And we're finally gonna have sex or what? Feels like this night isn't nearly as steamy as I planned it to be. It doesn't always have to be steamy, Sade. I don't mind if we get deep every once in a while. Same, I just feel... I think stupid shit sometimes. Doesn't matter. It does. I want to know what you're thinking. Guess it feels like sometimes if I'm not exciting enough, you might lose interest. Is there something I did to make you feel that way? No. Not anything I can think of, at least. Probably just some weird insecurity I have. Agreed. Say, I don't have those feelings, I promise. Really? You can tell me if you do, I won't get upset. I'm telling you, I don't. If I ever messed up or done anything to give you that impression, know that it doesn't have a thing to do with anything you have or haven't done. The it's not you, it's me thing again. Look at yourself, woman, it could never be anything but that. I lucked out with you big time. You're just buttering me up. A little, still true though. Thanks, Grim. Hearing you say all that means a lot to me. I'll keep repeating it then. So, you still want to do this? I know the vibe's kind of off now, but I'm still up for it. You sure? Don't want you doing something you'd rather not, just for my sake. I won't. Also, that's not what I'm doing.
Her arms wrapping around your shoulders, Sadie smiles.
As a matter of fact, seeing you be so caring actually made me even more attracted to you. Huh, didn't know that was even possible. Perhaps now, it isn't.
Brushing her face past yours, Sadie tickles you with a quiet whisper. Brushing her face.
And right now, I'm so wet thanks to you. Oh, really? Then we better do something about that, yeah? Practically aching for it already.
Holding her by the back, you lower Sadie onto the bed.
You and me both. Just as soon as I get these shorts off.
And in a flash, you do so. Tossing them aside as you did with Sadie's underwear.
That might be the fastest I've ever seen you take them off.
Saying nothing in response, you do the same with your shirt. Pulling it off in a single motion that could easily be missed with a blink of an eye. And finally, you lie down on top of her. Slowly sliding inside.
I mean, he didn't need to take the shirt off. I mean, weird. I mean, she still has her bra on. Moan.
Gently inserting your length into Sadie. Her soft moans of ecstasy cause you to grow even larger.
I know you guys are like, that's it, Grim? Moan? Well, I mean, that's what it said. Moan. Ready? Ready.
Without wasting more time, you start slowly yet as passionately as you can.
Yes, give it to me. Want you to fill me with that enormous cock. Please make me feel good.
So that's exactly what you do. Grinding your pelvis into hers, you delve further inside. Sadie's body trembling as you invade and stretch her tight pussy.
Okay. Fuck! That's it, babe. That's the spot. How's that? Good? Better than good. It's amazing! Moan. So amazing!
Feeling a sudden urge to push her to the limit. Still inside her, you sit upright. Tightly holding her hips, you begin almost pummeling her pussy with voracious energy.
That voracious energy.
Feeling your pelvis slam against her, Sadie's moans turn into soft yelps of pleasure.
Yelp! Fuck! Ah! You're gonna split me in two! That's a bad thing? As long as I can take it, no, definitely not.
So you continue, thrust after thrust after thrust. You practically bury yourself into her. All throughout, sweat keeps rolling down your thighs like rain down a windshield.
That's a new one. My fucking god, you feel incredible, Sade. Don't you dare come yet.
Sitting up herself, she tightly clutches a hold of you before reversing positions. With you now on your back and she above you?
There's no way we're ending this before I'm ready. Agreed.
Stroking your shaft right up against her pussy, your eyes close, savoring the sensation. Her soft hand sliding up and down along your throbbing cock. Your balls increasingly filling with cum with each stroke she performs.
So good, Sade. Not that I will, but I could easily finish at any moment. Just from this? That's not it. Flatterer.
Positioning her pussy over your tip, she rubs it between her lips.
Yes!
Finally sits down, her pussy squelching as it disappears into her wet hole.
Fuck!
With slow, measured strokes, you relax on the bed while Sadie bounces on you, her stunning figure seductively gyrating, her gorgeous face wincing as you penetrate her furthest depths.
Yes, just like that. Fuck, it feels so good. Can't possibly feel as good as it does for me. Lucky you then.
With you still deep inside, Sadie turns her attention back to the task at hand. Deciding it's finally time to pick up the pace, she starts riding you faster. Dripping juices constantly keep running down your shaft. Her breath's growing heavier and heavier as she plunges down over and over again. And you, doing your absolute best to remain in control. Utilizing all of your will to keep yourself from exploding inside her right here and now.
You're so fucking big! I can barely take it anymore. Fuck!
In a frenzy of desire, she all but collapses onto you. Elbows barely holding Sadie's body up as her breasts press against you.
I want to taste it.
She plants a kiss on you before continuing.
Want to taste my pussy on you.
Her beautiful face pressed against yours while you marvel at this whole situation. That such a sweet, pure girl as Sadie could also be so dirty. So voracious for sex. By all accounts, she's the perfect girl. Another kiss soon follows.
Would you like that? Do you even need to ask? Guess not. Just thought it'd be cute. You don't even have to try, Sade. You're that and so, so much more. Thanks, babe. I feel the same about you. Uh-huh, sure you do. What? Think I'm just saying that? You're levels above me, woman, in every single way possible. Ooh, I don't know if that's a good one. Don't say that. Don't put her on a pedestal too much. Ah, don't be like that. I hate it when you talk yourself down. Absolutely. when the woman tells you, gentlemen, that, hey, you're talking me up a little bit too much and you're treating yourself like shit, I don't respect that. That's what that tells you. There's so many guys that simp, oh, you're so beautiful. Apparently, that's what Joker 2 was about. Joker 2 might have been a good lesson in simping. Because what DP told me is basically he simped for Harley Quinn. And then when he realized, oh, I'm not really Joker, I'm Arthur Fleck, it was all bullshit. And she said, well, now you took the mystery away, so I don't want anything to do with you. Because all he did was simp, like, he never actually treated her, I mean, he wasn't a man. There was nothing he did that actually made her interested in him other than, oh, I'm this big bad Joker guy. But he told the court, oh, no, it's not me, I'm Arthur Fleck, it's just a thing, no big deal. And she left him, and then he got killed. And I think that's the best thing that could have happened in that situation. Sucks that they turned that character into that, but, and I'm sorry if I spoiled Joker 2 for you, but yeah. That's, yep. So maybe you guys don't need to watch it now. But yeah, don't talk yourself down. Don't be a Joker. Instead of the Joker, don't be a Joker.
Continuing from before, she kisses you again.
Because we know how the Joker was. Remember when Harley Quinn came out of the cake and she was covered in... She's like, here's your present. And he's like, I don't want that. Like, that's actually... Like, that's being an asshole, but it's actually being kind of stoic at the same time. He's like, I've got other things to worry about. Like, that's how men used to be back in the day, kind of. It's more like, oh, yeah, that's fine, woman, but... That's just how it used to be. Now, what Joker did was probably kind of shitty on his part, but yeah, that is the Joker we're talking about. Not a Joker, because Arthur Fleck was a Joker. He wasn't the Joker. Trust me, you're also quite a catch. She's an angel, no matter what. Always propping me up, because you can't do so yourself, dummy. Always trying to make me think and feel better about myself. Abort me so. Yeah, that's a problem. I mean, not really in his situation. It's good that he found somebody like that because, you know, if the woman has to... I mean, and this does happen. There's a lot of relationships where the guy feels like shit and the woman's job is to actually make him feel better. Even when I don't deserve it. Okay? Yeah, alright. Good. Now, let me get a nice, long, delicious lick.
Starting from the base, Sadie licks the shaft of your dick. And drags her tongue all the way to the stop.
Damn.
Where her tongue flicks against your tip.
Yummy. God, you're so fucking sexy, Sadie. It's actually crazy. Got you to thank for that. After all, you're the one who brought it out of me. That's true. Yeah, I guess so.
Indeed, she was right. Before you, Sadie had little sexual experience and wasn't particularly confident.
Yep.
Apart from a high school boyfriend who she lost her virginity with, you're the only other person she's been with.
Well, damn. My God, there's guys like, marry that one. That one's actually worth it. You better go ahead and... And she wants a family and stuff. She's like the ultimate trad wife. Oh, no. Oh, Lord. Don't everybody jump up at once now.
Which, by the way, still perplexes you. However, in the single year you've been dating, to say she's blossomed sexually would be a gross understatement.
Now, why don't you come up behind me and stick that huge cock of yours in my ass? Well... Now that you've asked so nicely, I mean...
Foregoing any kind of quippy response, you slide off the bed. As she quickly takes off her bra, you come up behind her, pulling your girlfriend to the edge, close enough to be railed from behind.
Go on. Put it in already. Don't keep me waiting anymore.
Eagerly, you obey. Perhaps even a little too eagerly. Your cock slides in with surprising ease, pushing a shriek out of Sadie.
Ah! Ah! Fuck! Sorry, must have gotten a tad overexcited. Or maybe my ass isn't as tight as we thought it was. Oh, it's plenty tight, and it feels so, so good.
Carefully this time, you move back and forth, slowly penetrating her ass with measured strokes.
That's more like it. Fuck me just like that. Let me feel every vein of your shaft inside me. With pleasure. Could happily do this for hours if you let me. Don't moan, tempt me.
For a while longer, you continue doing exactly that. However, you eventually start betraying your own words, upping the pace of your thrusts. With no complaint coming from Sadie, surprisingly.
Yes, yes, yes! I can hardly stand it. It hurts, but also feels so fucking good, babe. To tell me about it. Lucky for me, I don't even experience the hurt part. Just pure pleasure.
Your legs burning and heart pounding, you get the urge to push her even more. To test her boundaries. Test exactly how much she can take. Taking hold of both her wrists, you pull Sadie towards you. Her torso rising off the bed as you start fucking her ass hard.
Yeah, fuck that ass. Ah, fuck! You like that? Yes! You're tearing me up inside! You're tearing me apart!
Every thrust, Sadie's tits wildly swing forward and back. Her entire body dripping sweat onto the sheets below.
Look, I'm gonna drop a Room reference every now and again. It's just gonna fucking happen.
All the while, you employ maximum self-control to not explode inside.
Fuck!
Whereas she, on the other hand, finishes freely, squirming in your grip, writhing as her legs tremble and buckle beneath her.
Yeah. Wow! Is that what I think it was? It was. And it felt incredible, babe. Starting to feel a bit jealous now. Don't. You're free to do the same anytime you want. That means you're satisfied enough? Never, but... for tonight, it'll do. Wow, you really have picked up a lot from me, haven't you? That sounded exactly like something I'd say. Looks like you taught me well.
Keeping her pressed, your slick cock slides back into her pussy. Both of you softly panting in unison as you bury yourself all the way. And while kissing her neck, you slow things down, fucking her in a more sensuous, passionate way now. Sadie's shrieks now turning to quiet whimpers, no less arousing.
Come inside me, Grim. Let me feel your load drip out. That warm, gooey load. Like Pillsbury. The Pillsbury. What is it? The icing? The icing on the...
Hearing this, you're pushed right over the edge. Stroking a few more times, you finally allow yourself to unleash. And the moment you do, Sadie feels it. A gush of semen filling her insides.
Is that what that was? I thought that was cream filling.
Your throbbing cock shooting more and more into her. Almost endlessly. Which to her is nothing less than a compliment of her sexual wiles.
I can tell that felt good. You have no idea, God. Well, God knows.
Pulling out, you turn her around. Both your faces damp and flush.
What'd the guy say? You got one hand free so you can high-five God? One arm free so you can high-five God? It's like, hell yeah, bro! That was something else, really. For me, too, every time.
Peering into Sadie's eyes, you know she's telling the truth. Not that she doesn't always, but... this time, it seems especially so. This makes your heart flutter. Makes you feel like you're enough. At least you are for her. You're Sadie.
Now I'm tired. That should have been said like, you're Sadie. The AI voices aren't there yet. They're getting there. They're just not there yet. Now I'm tired. so very, very tired. Yeah, me too. Come on, let's get to bed.
After getting cleaned up, the two of you do exactly that.
I love this.
What? This, holding you, might be my favorite part of the day. Well, when we do it, that is. You say that like we don't do it, like, all the time. Honestly, I'd like to do it all the time, from now until we're old and wrinkly. Already thought that far ahead? Maybe.
Of course she has. Didn't even have to say it for you to know.
I mean, if you're the only one she's ever been with and she ain't interested in being with nobody else that you know of for at least 30, 40, 50, 60 years, it might work out. I've seen it work out before. I'm not saying there wasn't never, you know, anything that came in the middle or something like that. For the most part, though, couples stayed together. I've known couples that have been together for ever. And then I've known couples that broke up every couple years. Some couples, they do the thing, and that's it. And if you do the thing, you're going to be all right. A lot of people, they just don't do the thing. They want to make things complicated, right? And if you're not going to be with somebody, like, be with somebody, and you're going to make things all complicated, then it's never going to work out for you. The more complications you add into a relationship, the more people you try to shove in there, or just other stuff that doesn't need to be a part of it, and stuff that's against your boundaries, because you always set up boundaries as a couple. And if you're trying to bring in extra shit, it's always going to fall apart. That's with anybody. That's like if you've got a guy that you're working with in an office building, and you say, hey, you know, we're doing pretty good, making a lot of money, but I decided to go to the zoo, and we're going to have some lions and orangutans, and we're going to have all this extra shit. We're just going to have it walk around in the office, right? And the guy looks at you and said, I don't know how that's really going to help my business. I said, well, yeah, but it's something I want. I want these orangutans and you know, zebras. I want it more exotic in the office. I just want it like kind of the jungle. And then, of course, you have people getting eaten, the lions and things, and it's bad. And he's like, well, you know, we tried this zoo idea. We've had a couple people get eaten. We've had some fines. It's not looking good. Our business is starting to really go down in numbers, and I don't know if we can keep this company afloat. That's kind of what it is like when you put a bunch of shit into a relationship that doesn't need to be there. That is against the boundaries. Guy's like, okay, yeah, we'll honor this for a while and see if this works, but obviously it didn't, and it caused problems in the business relationship. The business is failing now. So you got to get rid of all the animals and put them back to the zoo where they belong. That's like all the extra crap that you bring into the relationship. You need to put it back in the zoo where it belongs. Because normal relationships, they're not a zoo. They're like two people and some friends on each side and family. It's not supposed to be a bunch of other extra shit. And again, unless you're willing to do that, like some people swing, and I got no problem with swinging or bringing some other people in, but that has to be within the boundaries of the couple. The couple's like, if one person is like, no, even if the other person's like, yes, you can't do it. Because it's two people in the relationship, not one. So that's been my relationship minute.
That's just the kind of person she is.
Old and wrinkly, huh? That's a scary thought. Why? Scared you won't still be attracted to me? Would you love me if I was a worm, Grim? Who knows? Hey!
She yells this with a smack while you respond with a laugh.
I'm joking. I hope so, because I won't care at all how old and ugly you get. As long as you're still the same person on the inside, my heart will be yours. Really?
Again, you ask, already knowing she's telling the truth.
She has a body count of 2, folks. You know how rare that is right now? Uh-huh. Don't you feel like a real dick now?
Squeezing onto you even tighter, Sadie closes her eyes.
Enough chatting. You might just end up saying something even dumber. Is that even possible? God, I hope not.
Shutting your eyes too, you and Sadie say no more. Simply holding one another until both of you eventually drift off.
Well, isn't that nice? Morning. See, yep, somebody's having coffee. Mmm, that hits the spot. Doesn't it, though? Alright, folks, so I don't know where the hell we're at on this. I don't know if it's about to wrap up or... I mean, we still haven't found Sebastian. We know what happened to Sebastian, but they don't know what happened to Sebastian. So I guess they're gonna go ahead and fill that in. And it's gonna be a little while longer for Mia. It might be in the middle of December or maybe even January before we get to the next novel. But we will be getting to it. And I kind of spoiled it because we've got a whole Grecian saga that we're going to do and we're going to try out. And if you guys like it, you know, well, I mean, we've always got different things we can do. But I was requested to do this, so I'm going to do it and we'll see what happens. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grimlord and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Returning to Mia. Stay tuned.